stay tuned for more classical music after noon news and Stardate. We're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events this June and July with the Floor is Lava, an exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery, and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
And lift restrictions on onshore wind energy. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There, a memorable moment from a beautiful opera known as Lakmé by French composer Léo Delis by Flower Duet, played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth. To begin things, in our noon hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio on a Monday afternoon. It's good that we could be together. I'm Jeff Watson, and looking forward to a little bit of music, a short concert piece by Romanian composer George Enescu, music for viola and piano, along with members of La Petite Band, playing for us the Fourth Orchestral Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach. That and more in this noon hour. Thanks for being on hand. Continuing on, the Slovak Philharmonic and conductor Andras Lenard have something for us by Franz Liszt, who, in addition to being one of the greatest piano virtuosos of his time, was also a pioneer in the genre known as the symphonic poem. He wrote about 13 in the mid-19th century, and the one that we'll hear is his third symphonic poem, which is based on an earlier choral cycle of his called The Four Elements. We'll listen to Les Préludes, or The Beginnings, on Kansas Public Radio. The third of the 13 symphonic poems, composed by Franz Liszt, Les Préludes, played by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andras Lenard on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:30, and in the second half of the hour we await La Petite Band for the Fourth Orchestral Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach on display in just about 10 minutes' time. Here at the KU campus, it's 84 degrees. We're fetching up to a high of about 86 for this afternoon with, for the most part, sunny skies. Tonight should be cloudy with a low of 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of about 64 for Tuesday evening. Just a heads up to all KPR listeners that KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day Wednesday due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air, and you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Next on KPR, we'll hear a dash of music for viola by a great composer of orchestral rhapsodies, Romanian composer George Enescu, a short concert piece for viola played by Yuri Bashme, along with the help of pianist Mikhail Munchian, on Kansas Public Radio. Concert piece for viola and piano by Romanian composer George Enescu. The viola was played by Yuri Bashme alongside pianist Mikhail Munchian here on Kansas Public Radio, where we've got a little over 20 minutes until the top of the hour and our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. A heads up for listeners to KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence. That station is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day on Wednesday due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air. And, of course, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Some nice weather for the next few days going forward. Temperatures in the mid-80s for this afternoon. Skies mostly sunny. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 66. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, highs around 84 and a low of 64 for tomorrow night. Conductor Sigiswald Kuiken, leader of the Musicians of La Petite Band, in our next recording, music by Bach and the wonderful dances and airs of his fourth orchestral suite in D, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. The players of La Petite Band, conducted by Sigiswald Kuiken, in the Fourth Orchestral Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach, here on Kansas Public Radio, where we're closing in on 1 p.m., about time for NPR News, an update of headlines, followed by the next hour of classical music, where we will begin with a few showpieces for violin, an allegro by Saint-Saëns, and a beautiful concertino by Franz Lehár. That and much more still to come as classical music continues. Just a heads up for KPR listeners in Lawrence. 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day on Wednesday due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. 84 degrees here at the KU campus in Lawrence. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Dow is down 52 points at last check. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A dramatic go-around with the City of Barcelona Symphony, or City of Birmingham, excuse me, Symphony Orchestra, led by Louis de Fremont, and cellist Paul Tortelier in Allegro Appassionato from French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along for more classical music in our 1 o'clock hour. In just a little bit, we'll hear some more French chamber music of a different era, something composed back in 1971, Chamber Music for English Horn and Strings by Jean Francais. A little nearly unheard-of gem from the KPR Music Library in just a little bit. Right now for violin and orchestra, a beautiful concertino from Hungarian composer Franz Lehár. Eric Kunzel here to conduct the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with violinist Robert McDuffie on Kansas Public Radio. Concertino for violin and orchestra in B minor from Hungarian composer Franz Lehár. And that recording of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, with the violinist Robert McDuffie. The time is 1:22. The Edmonton Symphony Orchestra will be with us in the second half of the hour. From Irish composer Hamilton Hardy, we'll hear a John Field suite. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. And speaking of that, a heads up for listeners primarily in Lawrence, Kansas. KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day on Wednesday due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air, and you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. We have chamber music for you next by French composer Jean Francais of the 20th century, and some music of his that I'm pretty sure has never been played for you before. It's something that was found in a sort of seldomly visited part of the KPR music library, and a good example of the sort of gem you can find with a little searching. This was written in 1971, and it's been described as witty, elegant, and full of polish. A quartet for English horn and strings. That will be performed by Patrick McFarlane playing the English horn, Martin Chalifour violin, Paul Murphy playing viola, and Donna V. Klein cello on Kansas Public Radio. Patrick McFarlane playing English horn along with Martin Chalifour playing violin, viola played by Paul Murphy, and the cello, Donna V. Klein, and a quartet for English horn and strings, composed in 1971 by Jean Francais, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:40, 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and our next updated news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday afternoon. A heads up for our Lawrence listeners. KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day on Wednesday due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air. You can always listen to us online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Our next recording is of the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, with an orchestral suite by an Irish composer paying tribute to another Irish composer. The music by Hamilton Hardy of the late 19th century, and something that he composed based on the works of a composer who came just about a generation before him. This orchestral suite is comprised of four transcriptions of piano works by John Field, and they call it, appropriately enough, the John Field Suite. Here's conductor Yuri Mayer leading the Edmonton Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. From Irish composer Hamilton Hardy, an orchestral suite comprised of four piano transcriptions from a different Irish composer, we heard a John Field Suite, played by the Edmonton Symphony, conducted by Yuri Mayer on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 2 o'clock and more classical music in the next hour, such as a suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek. Stay with us for more music on KPR.
Hi, it's Steve, every weekday.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. from Morning Edition, here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
More than 2.5 million homes and businesses in the Houston area. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 43 points at 39,332. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And so ends a festival march from composer Bedřich Smetana. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony, or State Philharmonic rather, conducted by Robert Stankovsky. To begin things here in our 2 o'clock hour of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you as always, and here until 3 p.m. And as the hour began with music from a Czech composer, it will conclude with one in just a little bit, when the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra brings us a marvelous suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek. There'll be that, plus pianist Murray Pariah, with one of the impromptus of Schubert. The RTE Concert Orchestra is conducted by Barry Knight for Something for You Next, from a 20th century English composer who, like the likes of Ernest Tomlinson and Sidney Torch, worked in that English genre of light music. We'll hear ballet scenes from one Robert Docker on Kansas Public Radio. They're a fun go-around with the RTE Concert Orchestra, led by conductor Barry Knight. Ballet scenes from 20th century English composer Robert Docker on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:25, and in just about 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra and a marvelous suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment, now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. Our next recording is of Murray Pariah taking the keyboard, sharing Impromptu No. 3 in B-flat major, music by Schubert, on Kansas Public Radio. Impromptu No. 3 in B-flat major, music by Franz Schubert, played on piano by Murray Pariah, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:37. And at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then, the music continues on this evening. At 7 o'clock, Destiny has music for you. You'll be on an adventure tonight with Destiny. At 7 p.m. with characters from Beethoven's Prometheus Overture. You'll hear about Apollo, as well as Bacchus, the god of wine, and even a special muse named Musetta. There'll also be pianist Elizabeth Rich performing Beethoven's Pathetique Sonata. Classical music with Destiny from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. That's tonight here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick word for our listeners in Lawrence, Kansas, that KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day on Wednesday, and that's due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan, they will be on the air, and you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Temperatures in the mid-80s here at the KU campus. Sky is mostly sunny. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 66 degrees. It's going to be very similar tomorrow, a partly sunny day with highs in the mid-80s, a low of 64 Tuesday night, then again sunny, with a high of 87 on Wednesday. Sir Neville Mariner and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra up next here on KPR to hear music, some early music from composer Leos Janacek. His Opus 3, a suite for a string orchestra, some music that he had first composed in 1891, but then worked on a little bit on and off over the course of the next 30 years. It didn't have its first performance until 1928, for the occasion of the Exhibition of Contemporary Culture in Prague in 1928. We'll enjoy the beautiful suite for strings. Here's the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra for you on Kansas Public Radio. Music that was first composed in 1891 and first performed in 1928. A suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek. We heard the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra led by Sir Neville Mariner on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 o'clock. All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Classical music continues with Destiny at 7, then Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being a part of classical music here on a Monday afternoon.
I'm Leila Fadel from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine. Open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.